Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Accelerated Health Radio and TV. I'm your host, Sarah Banta. I'm a health coach, natural supplement expert, and a busy mom of three teenagers. I believe that your body does want to and is capable of rebuilding and healing itself, regardless of what chronic disease you may have. And I'm here for you to answer your questions and bring you innovative and cutting-edge technologies and health solutions to empower you and your ability to reach your optimal state of health. Today, we're having a little issue with our guest coming on, so I'm actually going to be talking solo unless he's able to pop in, and we're going to be talking about blood sugar and diabetes. And like I mentioned, I believe you can reverse all chronic disease, and that means diabetes as well. Whether it's overcoming anxiety, depression, losing weight, detoxing your body in the proper way, and even increasing your level of frequency in life, you need a strong physical foundation in your health in order to gain the willpower to make the bigger changes in your life. If you're new to following me, I specialize in helping you get there. You can find my health articles, my cutting-edge natural supplements, devices, and protocols at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. I dive into an array of health conditions, their causes and symptoms, and how to address them naturally. I have spent thousands of dollars and hours of my time biohacking different supplements, technologies, and diets that don't work so that you don't have to. And if you have any health issues you need help with, you can email me directly through the website. I personally read everyone. Accelerated Health Products is the sponsor of the show. So as you support my website, I'm able to bring you more cutting-edge content and guests to the show. So today, like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about diabetes. And this is something that is affecting so many people, whether it's type 1 or type 2. But I'm actually going to be talking about multiple types of diabetes. But this is why I am doing my monthly free group coaching that comes with my most comprehensive and detailed and actually easy cleanse. And that's the Accelerated Ascent Diet Cleanse. The groups that go through this, it's a 30-day process. It actually is not a cleanse or a diet. It's actually super easy. You're not juicing. You're not hangry. Actually, those pounds start falling off within the first week. You're able to increase your physical and mental energy right away. You have better bowel movements, your decreased appetite and ability to intermittent fast for up to 22 hours for the people even that are eating six meals a day. You have clear skin and whiter eyes, better sleep, less moodiness, improved cellular permeability. And at the end, you successfully flush those gallstones out of the body and into the toilet. By the end of the month, you have a better understanding of how to heal your body naturally, which gives you control over your health and an ability to get off your medication with the guidance of your doctor, of course. And the difference between me and any other group coaching is I provide the most cutting-edge frequency-enhanced supplements that work synergistically with each other, and your body doesn't experience those flu-like symptoms. You feel great day one. Leave a comment below if you're interested or check it out on the website at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. So like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about diabetes today. It's an epidemic in modern day society, and it once was an adult disease. Type 2 diabetes used to not be called type 2. It used to be called adult onset diabetes, and that's because children never had it. And now it's being diagnosed in young children as young as 4 years old. Diabetes and insulin resistance is related to most chronic diseases, including heart disease, obesity, leaky gut, and other autoimmune inflammatory diseases. Not only are there two types of diabetes, but now there are multiple. And if you've been listening to me, you know that all health conditions, I should say 99%, come down to two things: insulin resistance and toxicity. And our world is super toxic, and we are being fed a diet of all these hyper palatable foods and processed foods that our ancestors never even dreamed of eating. When they were eating fruit, they would have like small little blueberries, maybe two or three, not cups and handfuls of these gigantic GMO factory made blueberries or put in a smoothie or having spinach smoothies or celery juicing. That's not the way our ancestors ate. Diabetes, what does it mean? So it actually means excess urine production, and that is enriched with glucose. There's a direct result of a lot of glucose in the blood, and normally the glucose in the urine gets pulled back into the blood. But when the glucose gets too high, the body wants to expel it out of the body through the urine. The kidneys get overwhelmed to bring the glucose back into the body, so it leaves it in the urine and it takes extra water with it. The increase in urine production is a direct result of too much glucose in the body. So diabetes is thought to be a disease of blood sugar or blood glucose. Actually, it's a disease of insulin. The commonality between all the types of diabetes is high glucose, and that's it. They actually should not all be called diabetes. They're very different diseases. So let's go through them. Type 1, and this is something that is typically, most kids get it at the age of 10 or teenage years, or maybe the onset is in their 20s. This is a disease of too little insulin. It's an autoimmune disease caused by the beta cells in the pancreas being attacked and unable to produce sufficient amounts of insulin, if any at all. The T cells or immune cells are attacking the beta cells. And as a result, they don't make insulin and the blood sugar goes too high. Before I get into this too much, make sure you put in the chat any questions you have. I will definitely have time to answer your questions about diabetes, insulin resistance, or toxicity in general. So once again, type 1 diabetes, autoimmune disease with not enough insulin. Your body is not making the sufficient amount of insulin. Type 2 diabetes is a disease of too much insulin. This is caused by constantly high blood sugar, typically through excess sugar or carbohydrate consumption, and insulin is already always elevated. The problem isn't that there's not enough insulin. The insulin, the body's becoming immune or not sensitive to the amount of insulin that you have. So it's becoming inefficient in its action at the muscle. The muscle is where 80% of all the glucose can be pulled in, and it can't pull that glucose into the muscle. So the cells are not accepting the insulin, right? So your body's swimming in insulin and it's swimming in blood sugar. The typical treatment of this disease is to manage the glucose and not to look at the insulin. I mean, when did you go to the doctor and they actually did a blood test for your insulin? They don't. You need to ask your doctor for that insulin test, because you can prevent type 2 diabetes years before it happens. As someone becomes insulin resistant, they flip into type 2 diabetes. So there's this breaking point. The blood sugar is managed by increased insulin levels, and eventually the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin to manage the ever-increasing blood glucose. So the blood glucose is slowly moving up and the insulin is multiplying significantly to keep that blood sugar at a level that's manageable. But all of a sudden, the body says, I give up. There's not enough insulin to take care of all of this glucose that you are feeding me. So it just gives up. Now, is it still producing insulin? Yeah, but the cells are resistant to the insulin and the body's swimming in ineffective insulin. That is where the blood glucose level shoots up to diabetic levels. All the while, if the insulin was measured and managed along the way, this could have been prevented. And there is a myth that the blood glucose becomes too high, that there are insufficient insulin levels, and the treatment is more insulin. Giving a type 2 diabetic insulin is like giving an alcoholic more alcohol. It's not the answer to the problem. You need to remove what is causing the need for more insulin. And what is that? That's the sugar and the carbs in the diet. The insulin doses given to a type 2 diabetic patient causes the insulin resistant to become even worse, and the disease becomes worse. The result is a shortened life. The more aggressively you treat the disease with insulin injections, the more you're likely to die early and develop other diseases. The rate of heart disease increases by 3 times. The rate of Alzheimer's increases by 2 times, and you're 2 times more likely to get cancer and an increased rate of obesity. But the other thing is, here you go to the doctor. They say you need to start taking insulin shots. You don't change the way you're eating. You're eating the exact same. The next month, you go back to the doctor and you've gained weight. And the doctor says, well, you're not doing what you're supposed to doing. You need to stop eating as much and exercise. And you could even be saying, well, I am. But that insulin's job is to store fat. Its job is to store fat, store fat, store fat. It opens the gate in those cells to store more fat. And it's increasing the level of insulin resistance in the body. So you're increasing your insulin dose, and the body's becoming even more and more resistant to the amount of insulin you're giving it. Does this make sense to anybody? So there's type 1 and type 2, and that's what you've heard about. What about type 1.5? This is someone who has type 2, and with time, they actually create some sort of autoimmune disease that develops that causes the body to attack the beta cells and shut down the pancreas's ability to produce insulin. So now you're not even producing the insulin you used to be producing to help with the blood glucose you have. This is also called LADA, or latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, type 1.5. Then we've got type double diabetes. This is type 1 diabetes, where there's a destruction of beta cells in the pancreas, and the person becomes so insulin resistant on top of not making enough insulin being type 1, that they have to give themselves much more insulin. So even then, the insulin is losing its effectiveness. They're eating too many foods that are spiking their blood sugar and increasing that need for insulin. A lot of people, when they're diabetic, and I had a friend in high school that would do this. She would say, well, I want to be normal, and I'm going to eat the cake like you're eating, and I'm going to eat the pizza like everybody else is eating. I'm just going to increase my dose of insulin that I'm taking to match it, and I'll be fine. Because remember, the way that the traditional medical system is treating diabetes is a blood glucose disease. And it's actually an insulin disease. So they're trying to manage their blood sugar and not actually managing the insulin. So when you do that, you're becoming more and more resistant to those insulin shots, and you're not making any insulin because you started out with type 1 diabetic. They're trying to control their glucose, not managing the increase in insulin. Hope this makes sense. Next, gestational diabetes. So if you're a female and you've gone through pregnancy, you know about that really sugary, gross drink that they have you do during pregnancy of 75 grams of glucose. And I wish that 75 grams of glucose actually tasted good, but it doesn't. So here you are drinking a gross drink that's 75 grams of sugar just to test to see if you have gestational diabetes. This is onset during the pregnancy period because pregnancy is naturally a state of insulin resistance. That's normal. A woman's insulin level goes up and she has a hard time clearing that glucose. And sometimes the glucose gets too high and reaches the levels of being diabetic. Breastfeeding actually helps reverse the insulin resistance and clears that glucose. But if a woman develops gestational diabetes, her risk of developing type 2 later in life increases significantly. Now, I know that when you are diagnosed with gestational diabetes, your doctor has you eat a lot of food consistently throughout the day. It's like feeding that body constantly. They think you need a steady stream of food to keep those blood sugar levels level. And what's wrong with that? Well, once again, it's an insulin disease. It's not a blood sugar disease. So what should we do to create a lower need for insulin? We should take the carbohydrates and the glucose out of our diet or minimize it, but they don't do that. Next, something called MODY, or mature onset diabetes of the youth. This looks like type 1, but it's actually a genetic deficiency of insulin. The beta cells are there, but there's something missing in the quote unquote machinery of the production preventing the pancreas to produce the insulin. It's important to test for MODY because this can be corrected by a simple medication or just a low carb diet. It's different than type 1. Type 3 diabetes. This is something that is growing significantly in our elderly population, and I'm seeing it in family members. Type 3 diabetes is Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's because when your brain stops or becomes resistant to using glucose for fuel, the brain cells are starving. So it can't use those glucose effectively for energy. They starve and they start dying. Essentially, the brain cells become insulin resistant at the site of the brain cells. And the brain can use ketones for an alternative fuel source. And this is able to reverse the damage. So how can you reverse type 1, type 2, type 3, and all these other types of diabetes, and even manage type 1 diabetes? Number one, get rid of the reason you need insulin. Be on a low-carb diet. Multiple studies have shown that a low-carb diet can not only reverse the diet-induced types of diabetes, but actually manage type 1 diet effectively. And by lowering the need of insulin through lowering the foods that need insulin, meaning glucose and carbohydrates, protein to a much less extent, and fat to almost a minimal effect, this will help the problem. A low-carb diet focuses on a high protein and a moderate amount of healthy fat, and this triggers the body to flip into ketosis, which is the body's way of burning its own fat stores for fuel. And the liver turns dietary fat and body fat into ketones for fuel. This supplies the cells in the brain through the whole body and the whole body's energy, where they are used to be resistant to the glucose for energy, and little insulin is needed. The resistance begins to reverse. Yes, I'm not just saying it slows the progression, but it actually reverses. And even with type 1 diabetes, the pressure to produce any insulin or need to take exogenous insulin comes down, and the cells feed effectively off the ketones. As a result, mental and physical energy increase and systemic inflammation decrease, and the pancreas is like, oh my gosh, I can take a breather now, right? I mean, when you step back from a problem, you become more sensitive. You get this better view of what's going on in your world, right? Well, the body's doing the same thing. You take a step back from that insulin need, and your body can kind of sit back and go, okay, let's look at what's really going on here, and let's start reversing these things. This is why I've put together the Ascent Diet Cleanse. And you can find it at acceleratedhealthproducts.com. So is it true that wounds heal more slowly? Rachel is asking if you have diabetes. And if so, may I ask why that happens? What a great question. Yes, because diabetes is causing blood sugar to rise, right? And anytime you have too much sugar in the blood, it's very inflammatory. All disease and all wound healing is slowed or exacerbated when you have inflammation in the body. disease, all disease, chronic disease comes down to oxidative stress and inflammation. So when we reverse those two things, then you are going to heal the body faster. You're going to reverse aging. You're going to feel better mentally and physically, and the body's going to start just working so much better. Okay, so the Ascent Diet Cleanse, this incorporates the accelerated keto, and I'm going to go through these supplements in a minute, the Acceleridine, accelerated silver, accelerated cellular detox powder, and supplements that help flush gallstones and liver stones out of the body safely. And why is that important? Well, the liver is where you metabolize fat and you actually turn fat into ketones. So we need a clean liver. And our livers are completely bombarded by toxins in this world. The increased amount of radiation, the increased amount of GMOs on our foods, just toxicity in our air, in our laundry detergent, in everything that we're exposed to, our livers are working a lot harder than our ancestors ever did. Our liver and kidneys were meant to do their job for our ancestors, not what they're exposed to now. It's a totally different ballgame and they need support. But what else happens is the synergistic effect of the Ascent Diet Cleanse supplements increase ATP production, true cellular energy, ATP. Now, I'm not talking about energy from a monster drink or from your coffee. I'm talking about in the cells. And being on a high carb diet or being in a diabetic state, you are decreasing your ATP production significantly. In fact, there's typically one ATP per mitochondria. When you flip your body into ketosis, you can multiply that significantly over 10 times. Now, with the accelerated Ascent Diet Cleanse and the help with the Acceleridine, which I'm going to go into, you multiply that over 100 times, which is awesome. You also see an increase in mitophagy and autophagy, which is the cleaning up of the diseased cells and mitochondria in the cells. You see an increase in thyroid health, increase in metabolism, mental clarity, physical energy, endurance, anti-inflammatory mechanisms. Now you might be asking, well, how do you have endurance energy? How do you have physical energy or mental energy if you're not eating all day long and you're not eating sugar? I need to eat every 2 hours to feed my brain or I get a headache. Well, that's because your body hasn't learned to tap into its fat stores for energy. It's dependent on that blood sugar that you are bringing in constantly. Think of it this way. If you have $100 in the bank, then you're going to live your day by only spending that $100. You know that you have to allocate just a few dollars for this or for that or for this, but that is how your body is when it is only dependent on the sugar from diet to feed your cells. But when you open that floodgate of this ability to tap into your fat stores for energy, your body's like, oh my gosh, I just won the lottery. Let's go travel. Let's go buy a mansion. Let's go do this and that because you have all this money and there's no need to budget. That's essentially what happens when you're on a low carb diet and you're flipped into ketosis. So that is where all of these supplements come in to do that for you. Your blood sugar decreases. Insulin resistance reverses, the need for exogenous insulin declines, body fat is utilized for fuel, especially the dangerous visceral fat, and visceral fat around the belly, that is from insulin resistance. So your body is telling you, this is not good for me. I'm not in a good state right now. There's also an increase in the cell's phase angle or the cell's ability to absorb the nutrients you're taking in and the ability to kick the toxins out. Remember what I said, two things cause disease, insulin resistance and toxicity. So we need to lower our insulin resistance and we also need to get the toxins out. Well, what if our cells can't get those toxins out? Then we're going to create inflammatory disease. And this is part of the issue. So we want to improve that cell's ability to release those toxins. And that affects ATP production, which is essentially longevity and the ability to reverse all chronic disease, not just diabetes, and reduce inflammation throughout the body, which is connected to arthritis, to brain fog, to Alzheimer's, to ADHD, to gut issues. Everything that is connected to inflammation and gut issues. Okay, so let's take the supplements from the Ascent Diet Cleanse in order. The accelerated keto. This flips you into ketosis within 30 minutes. So if you try to intermittent fast, which means that you're going to squeeze your eating window into a shorter period of time, like 2 to 8 hours of just eating. This is not a low calorie diet. This is just squeezing your eating window into a shorter period of time. If you were to try to do that going straight from a standard American diet, you might have a headache for a couple weeks before your body learns to flip itself into ketosis. The beauty of accelerated keto, it flips you into ketosis in 30 minutes and immediately diminishes the need for insulin and starts reversing insulin resistance. As a result, your appetite is suppressed because your body says, well, I'm not hungry. I've got thousands and thousands of calories on my body to burn. I don't need exogenous food. And I'm even talking about, you know, my son who's 19 years old and has 9% body fat. He still has thousands of calories to burn. And then when he's ready to eat, he'll of course eat what he needs in dietary fuel, in protein and fat, in a minimal amount of carbs to keep his body nutriently satisfied. So as a result, the appetite's suppressed. You use your body fat for fuel. You no longer need that dietary glucose. And the body naturally enters a fasted state, to which further enhances insulin sensitivity and the reversal of diabetes. What also is great about accelerated keto is the additional ingredients break down saturated fats into unsaturated fats. So the liver has to do this. And sometimes the liver isn't working optimally, right? Because we have so many toxins in there. Well, the keto helps this process happen easier. And these unsaturated fats are easier for the body to utilize and easier for the body to convert into ketones, which is a clean burning fuel. I want you to imagine glucose as that gas guzzling Suburban with this amazingly gross amount of exhaust coming out of it. And that's the oxidative stress that your body then has to clean up and do something with it. The ketones are this clean burning fuel like the Tesla. There's no waste. So it goes in, it does its work, and then the body doesn't have to deal with that exhaust. And it's just really nice and clean in the brain, in the muscles, in the body. So it's like that wax candle that's solid. And when we light the candle, the solid wax or the fat turns into a liquid, which is taken up by the wick to burn easily. This is what happens with the accelerated keto. And because of this property, it's able to defat the liver as well, even without the liver supplements that we're going to be talking about later on. It's able to start cleansing the liver just with the accelerated keto and intermittent fasting. And it's well known that the liver is responsible for converting stored fat into the ketones, like I mentioned, for that usable energy. And a person's liver is defatted and unclogged. It then makes it easier for the liver to function in all areas, including making those ketones, but also turning the thyroid inactive hormone T4. Now, mind you, T4 stands for tyrosine and 4 molecules of iodine into T3, which is the active form of thyroid hormone, 3 molecules of iodine. That's why iodine is so important. And the liver function becomes better. The thyroid works better, increases metabolism, and increases energy. So you start burning fat even faster, and you have more energy for your brain and for your body. Now, like I mentioned, the accelerodyne is really important as well. This increases your ATP per mitochondria by 36 times. 36 times just from iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine, 96% of the United States. If you're not supplementing with iodine, you're deficient. And also, if you are supplementing with iodine, the chances are you're supplementing with a toxic type of iodine because of the radiation coming from Chernobyl and Fukushima, and that is affecting iodine sources. The Acceleridine is the only monoatomic iodine, meaning one molecule of iodine atom where it has 100% bioavailability for the cells. Most iodine supplements are diatomic, so the body has to break apart that molecule and use it that way, and it only has about 10 to 20% effectiveness. So that's another reason why Acceleridine is so important. We tend to transition into glycolysis, or depending on glucose for energy, when we're deficient in iodine. And iodine deficiency is connected to mental retardation. It's connected to depression. It's also connected to higher blood sugar. Imagine that. So here we are talking about diabetes, and taking sufficient iodine can actually lower your blood sugar. So there you go. It greatly contributes to your vital life force. We talk a lot at Accelerated Health Products and on the show about increasing your frequency. And the Acceleridine does that. A lot of people starting with the Acceleridine will say, oh my gosh, my brain fog is lifted. I feel like my brain's out of the clouds and I can think, and I'm connected to my spiritual self even more and more. It's so great to see that, because the Acceleridine is actually decalcifying the fluoride from your brain as well. So it is clearing out the cobwebs in your brain and also giving every energy or every cell more energy. Okay, so the accelerated ancient salt. This is another thing that people are getting so wrong with mainstream nutrition and what the medical system is telling you, to be on a low salt diet. That is the wrong thing to do. Actually, you need sufficient amount of minerals from proper, complete salt. I'm not talking about table salt. Most salts that you're exposed to are stripped of all the minerals. It's only sodium, and it has microplastics in it. So that's not what I'm talking about. That's why when you go to a restaurant or you're eating processed foods, you feel bloated, your face looks bloated, you get super thirsty. That's because you're taking in an insufficient salt and it's only sodium, and your body's not getting all the other minerals and electrolytes like potassium, calcium, magnesium that are supposed to come in a proper salt. This, when you take accelerated ancient salt, or you put it in your water, or you put it on your food, you actually can lower your blood pressure, you can lower your blood sugar, and it's very good for hydration. When you're in a fasted state or intermittent fasting and a low carb diet, your kidneys let go of water. It also lets go of that water retention, but it also lets go of a lot of the electrolytes. And that's why it's super important to take in the proper amount of minerals for proper hydration. So if you're ever tired when you're doing a low carb diet, that tiredness or that hunger signal is actually from being low in electrolytes. It's not from fuel. You've got plenty of fuel on your body. You do not need fuel. You need to be in ketosis, and you need water. You need the salt, the accelerated ancient salt. So you can put it on your tongue. You'll experience a boost of energy and a decrease in appetite because it's telling your body, oh, well, that's all I needed. I'm good to go. Just by putting a pinch of it, it will also suppress your any nauseous feeling. Sometimes if you get nauseous, it's because your liver's clogged or your gallbladder. So that's another thing to look out for when you switch to a low-carb diet. If you're eating too much fat, that can make you nauseous. So back off on your fat amount and increase your protein, but then also increase your amount of accelerated ancient salt. And the accelerated ancient salt is composed of raw, unbleached, unheated, unrefined ancient seabed and sea salt. from the Andes, Himalayas, and the US. And there's no stabilizers, chemicals, or plastics like most salts. It's also charged with scalar frequencies to help detox the body of heavy metals and radiation. Like most of the accelerated brand, we use scalar frequencies to enhance the efficacy of the supplements. It helps replenish those electrolytes, suppress the appetite, and the sugar cravings. That's another thing. A lot of times when your brain is telling you you're craving sugar, it's actually got a mixed signal that we've trained our brain and confused it. And I wrote an article about it on Accelerated Health Products. You can go back and read it, where your body or your brain is confusing the salt cravings for sugar cravings. But you just put a little bit of salt on your tongue and your sugar cravings could go down. It also lowers blood sugar. So it's been shown to take someone in a diabetic crisis that has a really, really high blood sugar, brings their blood sugar down immediately, which is a really cool effect that you can use. It alleviates the nausea, and of course it tastes amazing. Once you use the accelerated ancient salt, you're not gonna wanna use any other salt. It also has a strong negative charge to help pull out the positively charged toxins, parasites, and undigested fats out of your diet. So in the Ascent Cleanse, like I mentioned, we also do a liver flush at the end. And the liver is really important for all those reasons I mentioned. You get rid of the visceral fat. You're able to improve your metabolism. You're able to break down the fats in your diet and in your body much easier. You increase your metabolic rate. All of these things are working together. So what else can you do to help with your diabetes? I love the Energy Enhancer LifeWave patches. These patches, and I'm going to talk about a few of them. You can find them at Accelerated Health Products. They're stem cell activating patches. So I'm not just talking about reversing chronic disease. I'm actually talking about reversing aging. So not just slowing down aging, but reversing aging and reversing all things related to aging. So let's talk about the energy enhancer patches. They increase ATP production in the mitochondria. Remember, ATP is true cellular energy. It increases heart rate variability, improves the bioelectrical measurement or phase angle or the integrity of the cell walls. Remember what that means. It means the cell can bring in the nutrients and kick out the toxins. One side note on this, I will never forget going to a live blood cell test with my son when he was 9 years old and diagnosed with leukemia. And when we put his blood underneath the microscope, the cells were all clumped together and they were all misshaped and looked super unhealthy. Well, the lady there was telling me that their ability to absorb nutrients, it doesn't matter what nutrients you're taking in, the cells can't accept it. They're not open. That phase angle was really bad. And then the toxins aren't able to get out. So it was a feeding ground for disease and for cancer. So once you have to have cellular health to have body health, to have brain health. So the energy enhancer patches improves that phase angle. And with age, the cell walls become more rigid in general and hard to penetrate with nutrients coming in and the toxins going out. So the energy enhancer patches soften the walls of the cells and improve that phase angle within 5 minutes of applying the patches. Additionally, it improves digestion and circulation, which are essential for nutrient absorption, and that leads to improved energy. Lastly, it increases beta oxidation, which is the fastest way to increase cellular energy. And as a plus, it increases fat burning and muscle growth. So when I say it's anti-aging, the energy enhancer patch is telling your cells to burn fat, to increase their fat burning production, right? And it's like telling them to burn an extra 300 calories a day and to reduce the inflammation and to improve the cell's health. Now, when you combine that with the accelerated keto, you're fat burning and you're tapping into that endless supply of fuel for your body. My goodness, I can't even measure the synergistic effect of this, because it hasn't been, and it has not been measured. No one's doing all of this stuff except for me. The Acceleridine, the Accelerated Keto, the Energy Enhancer, there is a synergistic effect that you truly have energy all day long without eating. And then you sit down when you're ready to eat and you eat a proper meal that is full of the healthy fats, the wild meats, the low carb vegetables that of course don't have the plant poisons that you can't digest. And if you're intrigued by that, you can always go back to some of my articles at Accelerated Health Products or my episodes, like with Elliot Overton, we talk about oxalates and the damage they're doing to your thyroid and to your body, causing arthritis and other issues. So that's a side note, but you take the Energy Enhancer, the Acceleridine, the Accelerated Keto, combined with a diet full of wild meats and wild fish. You know that, and that includes bison and lamb and deer and elk and salmon, all of these really healthy foods that you'll never binge on because your body's triggering a CCK hormone in your gut that tells your brain, I've had enough to eat, right? It's not the same thing when you eat Pringles or you grab a container of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. There's no amino acids that are in those foods that are triggering that CCK hormone that tells your brain, I've had enough. That only comes from omega-3 fatty acids and amino acids from protein. That is what tells your body and your brain you've had enough to eat. Okay. Next is the X39 stem cell activation patches. So they're like the energy enhancer patches, but these are the ones that you want to start out with for sure, because they increase your own stem cell production and reset over 4,000 genes to a younger state. And as a result, it helps repair collagen in all the tissues, activates stem cell production, encourages apoptosis of cancer cells. Apoptosis is the dying of diseased or chronic disease or cancer cells. So we want to get rid of those. And it discourages metastatic cancer cells. This is the X39 patch. And through clinical studies, an improvement in overall energy of the body, organ balance, and symmetry, distribution of energy was improved as well. So how does this help? This is telling our body to detox like our 20-year-old version of ourselves. It's anti-aging us. It's taking the toxins out. It's helping us manage our blood sugar and insulin levels like we did 30 years ago in our 20s and our teens. It is anti-aging us and reversing chronic disease. Next is the Eon patch. I love this patch. Why? Because it's known as the happy patch. Well, how does that help with diabetes? Okay, so when you're chronically stressed, you're releasing a stress hormone called cortisol. I call it the dirty cupcake. Why? Because when you're stressed, you're increasing your blood sugar. That's not good for a diabetic. So just by stressing out, your body is storing fat because it has increased blood sugar. So the Eon patch actually lowers your, or flips you from sympathetic to parasympathetic and out of the stressed mode and out of the fight or flight mode into the relaxed mode. And it also increases SOD antioxidants, which take care of the oxidative stress that glucose puts on the body. And you have a stress reduction, you have healthy inflammatory response, which is also an issue with chronic disease and diabetes, and you have a reduction of cortisol and C-reactive proteins, and you have elevated DHEA, a calm sense of well-being, and increased energy. I find that I can handle all my stressors in a much easier way. Okay, so we're getting to the end, and the next one is a no-brainer, and it costs nothing, and that's sleep. Sleep is imperative for cellular health and repair, and it, without the proper amount of sleep, this can increase your blood sugar. So super important to make sure you are having proper amount of sleep. And we are going to be having a guest on talking about how to do that. So if sleep is an issue for you, wait for Devin Burke and we will have him on to talk about how to get into sleep, to not wake up during the night, and help it help your energy levels and your effectiveness during the day. Next goes along with the low carb diet and the accelerated ascent diet cleanse and the accelerated keto, and that's fasting. So fasting is a hormetic stressor, and that's a good stress that allows the body to increase its mitophagy and autophagy, heal leaky gut, increase metabolism and thyroid health, and increase ATP production in the mitochondria. It allows the body to switch into that ketosis, tapping into its own fat stores. And with that fasting period, your body essentially says, okay, I'm not eating. Let's go focus on cleaning up all the junk, reducing that inflammation, using up the glucose that's stored in our muscles, and not worry about anything else because I know I got thousands and thousands of calories of fat to burn. We're all good. Let's just focus on feeding the brain ketones, feeding the muscles ketones. Go run a marathon. I don't care. Just make sure you have proper hydration and salt. You'll be good because your body's got the fuel there. So it is super important to be able to intermittent fast. And that also tells your pancreas, let's take a break. Let's reset our insulin productivity and production. It's like when you stop drinking alcohol for a few weeks and you have that first glass of wine, you're a little buzzed after one glass because you reset your resistance or your sensitivity to alcohol. It's the same thing. So I hope I answered your questions about all these types of diabetes and just insulin resistance in general. Whether you have diabetes or not, highly recommend you get that insulin tested, not just your blood sugar tested. And also look at your thyroid numbers, not just the TSH, but all of your thyroid markers. These are all clues as to what your metabolic disease profile is, what your inflammation response in the body. Everything is related. All these chronic diseases are related. And once you start correcting your health, your body's going to heal itself. Your body is the tool. Your body is what is going to tell you and your intuition what is good for you and what you need. It's not a medication. Typically, when you're on one medication, you need three or four more. Okay, so there's a question, Mary. Thank you for your question between high blood sugar and high blood pressure. That is a big question, and I only have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that we get to it on the next time, and I will. I will actually post in the chat the link to the article that talks about this, but it's actually the high carbs that cause high blood pressure and blood sugar, and those are connected. So when you take the carbs out, your blood pressure goes down and your blood sugar goes down. And it's not a problem with salt. Okay, so we need to get that corrected in our minds. And if anyone is interested in my group coaching or the accelerated ascent cleanse, comment below or email me directly through the website, sarah@acceleratedhealthproducts.com. I'm here to help you and spread the word. Please share this with friends and family because you know at least a few people that are insulin resistant or diabetic. Hands down, it is the fastest growing disease, and especially right now when these comorbidities are affecting people's health and immune system. Thanks for joining me today. And if you like what you heard, please hit the subscribe button and also the like button and comment. And that will help my show reach more people and also for me to be able to reach more guests to share with you on the show. You can find this and all of my episodes on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, Pandora, and over 100 channels. And you can also find Accelerated Health Bites, where I do short informational videos and health topics and solutions that you ask me about. If you want to use a coupon at acceleratedhealthproducts.com, use W4HC20 for 20% off site-wide. Thanks again, and join me next week, every week, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays at Accelerated Health Radio and TV. Have a great week.